Right now, it is time for a look at the game plan. Brought to you every week on Downtown by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole, 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Full service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing. Visit creative-ps.com. Time to get the lowdown on Black Bear football as they take on the number three team in the country, Montana State. For that, I turn to my broadcast partner, Bob Lucy. Hello there, Robert.
Hello, Richard. How you doing?
I am very good, thank you. Excited for tomorrow night's game. Our first time out in Big Sky country since arguably the biggest win in Black Bear history.
Well, no question about it. Weber State was on the short end of a game with Maine in the FCS quarterfinals in 2018. And the key to that win, Rich, was high-level play for four quarters, and Maine held Weber State to negative 1 yards rushing.
Yeah, that'll get done right there. See, I've completely erased that Eastern Washington game from my memory banks. That one didn't go so well, but it was so much travel in 2 weeks, it's easy for me to forget it. Well, before we talk about Montana State, let's go back to last week and the season opener for the Black Bears, an exciting win over Colgate, 17-14. What were some of the positives you took out of that opening night performance?
Well, I thought that Maine played at a high level and with discipline for four quarters, and I think that's just so important. They made plays when they had to in the fourth quarter to win games. That hasn't always happened. They were able to establish a good blend of run and pass to help move the chains. And they put up 114-yard rushing on 37 carries. That was good to see.
Absolutely, and we were very impressed with the work of the coordinators, both making their debut in those positions and on the offensive side of things. As you mentioned, Coach Mikhail Waters got a good mix going and managed to get a lot of different people involved in the offense.
Yeah, he did, and I think that's going to be crucial this weekend as well. They've got to get creative in getting their playmakers in space and make the defense defend the whole field. I think that's going to be really important. But I thought what they did that was really good is they've got some really good playmakers and some promising newcomers, and they really integrated them quite well. Montego Moss, 5 receptions for 84 yards. Nick Laughlin, the guy we haven't seen, had 3 receptions for 38 yards. And it's good to get those guys involved. The Lafayette transfer, Mason Gilbert, played a lot, had 1 reception for 10 yards. So it's good to have these guys into the mix. And we got what we thought we were going to get from Jahari Martin. He packs a powerful punch and ran real well. He had 66 yards and a touchdown. Brian Santana did as well, 9 rushes for 40 yards. Both of them averaged 4.4 yards per carry. So I think, you know, again, overall, offensively, we saw good things. And we had some guys that were playing on the offensive line for the first time. I thought they fired off the ball. They sustained their blocks. And they allowed Maine to move the chains.
On the defensive side of things, coordinator Umberto DeMeo's been with the program, but his first game as coordinator, and it looked a little scary on that opening possession. Colgate marched down the field, but quick adjustments, and they were able to lock things down. And I thought the defense played exceptionally well, and we talked about it during the broadcast. It played with a lot of discipline.
Yeah, I did think that they did a great job, Rich. What I saw that maybe we didn't see last year was just the discipline. Maine really contained the perimeter. They ran inside out. They pursued to the ball. There was gang tackling, but they didn't allow a lot of big plays either. And those are things that hurt them last year. So it was a really good sign just to see them play as a team and to gain confidence as that game went along and then make that big play to seal the deal at the end.
Bob Lucy with us for the game plan here on Downtown. Well, this Montana State team, a perennial power in FCS football, ranked number 3 in the country, off to a 2-0 start, and they've been so impressive. Their opening game coming from behind on the road against an FBS opponent, and then last week just dismantling Utah State.
Yeah, I mean, they've just really taken the games to the ground, Rich. You know, the first win over New Mexico, they trailed by 17 points, largely because New Mexico had a couple of scoops and scores, 141 yards and 113 yards. And then when they fell behind by 17 points, they outscored New Mexico 21-0 in the fourth quarter. And again, most of it was the rushing attack. They rolled up 362 yards on the ground and 567 yards total offense. And then you see what they did last week to Utah Tech. Again, more of the same. Right now, Rich, after two games, they're averaging 350.5 rushing yards per game. They have 6 rushing touchdowns and 6.6 yards per rush over their first two games.
And they've got a terrific quarterback as well in Tommy Malott, the senior from Butte, Montana. And he's a guy who can be efficient as a passer. He's completed 2/3 of his throws, 357 yards and 3 touchdowns, but also a big part of that dangerous ground game.
Well, he certainly is, Rich. And if you're going to beat the Bobcats in Bozeman, you're going to have to stop him. He's a dynamic, dual-threat quarterback. Listen to the career numbers. He has rushed for 2,584 yards and 31 rushing touchdowns over his career. He's thrown for 3,603 passing yards and 27 passing TDs. You know, he's really the guy they rely on, and he's gotten the job done. So Maine is going to have to defend him well, and they're going to have to keep him in front of them. And they can't be fooled by deceptive fakes inside, and then he's got the ball and he's going around the corner. That's going to be very difficult to do, but that's one thing they really have to focus on.
And when they do choose to go to the air, we may see them go to a familiar target. Former Black Bear Rohan Jones leads the team in passing yardage.
Yeah, he has 7 receptions for 92 yards, averaging 13.4 yards per catch. He had a 45-yard TD catch against Utah Tech. So, you know, we know Rohan Jones is a great guy. He's a very physical football player. He's got good size at 6'3", 235 pounds. And Maine's going to have to know where he is and not let him make big plays.
Well, chances are for Maine to get this big win and shock the world on the road, they'll need to put some points on the board. Again, Maine's offense looked very good at times last week. New quarterback Carter Peavy, the transfer from Mercer, was very efficient last week, completed 3/4 of his passes. Didn't run as much on designed run plays as we thought he might, but we know that's a weapon in his arsenal as well. Maine's got a lot of weapons, but you have to think this will be a game when, as you mentioned, Jahari Martin will look to shine as a former Montana State player who was out there for 4 years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's going to give it his best, and he plays with a lot of heart and desire no matter what the circumstances are. But I think what Maine has to be able to do is they need to spread them out and make them, like I said earlier, defend the perimeter, defend the long ball, and then defend between the tackles. Maine was pretty much between the tackles for most of the game against Colgate. I think they've got to get some people in space on the perimeter. They've got to use some play action and deception to get some people deep. And try to make this defense that has played so well, this Montana State defense, really defend all of those playmakers and then be able to stop that inside ground game as well.
Well, the Bears may want to try and get some yards on first and second down, because through two games, Montana State has been unbelievably good on third downs.
Yes, they have. They're only allowing their opponents to convert 2 of 19 on third down. That's 10.5%. That's the third best in FCS football. They're very stingy on third down defense. But I think overall, Rich, again, they're a defense that has some outstanding players all over the field, and they play with a lot of confidence and they play with a lot of desire.
All right, let me try and see if I get it right. First try out of the gate. Danny Ululi. Ooh, I'm already off. Danny Ululi Lakapa. How's that? Ululi Lakapa.
That's pretty good. I think it's Ululi Lakapa.
I thought that's what I said.
It's law, I think.
Well, we'll have to know because we may call his name a lot. He's got 11 tackles through the first two games of the year.
Yeah, no, he's been very good. And the other linebacker, Makayd O'Riley, he's got 14 tackles, 1.5 tackles for a loss. Both those two guys in there fly to the football. They've got good size, and Maine's going to have to deal with them. I think another guy on defense that plays very well for them is the defensive end, Brody Grebe, a 6'3", 250-pound senior. He was second-team All-America last year and first-team All-Big Sky Conference. He had 13 tackles for loss and 9.5 sacks. Their nose guard, Blake Schmidt, 6'2", 300-pound senior, an industrial engineering major. He had 12 starts last year, 4 tackles for loss, couple of sacks. He's a hard guy to move out of there. And then they've got a couple of guys in the defensive secondary that have played extremely well for them the last couple of years. Simeon Woodard, cornerback, 5'10", 180-pound senior. He did a nice job last year in 7 starts. And in 2022, he had 13 starts. And then they've got a strong safety, Rylan Ort, 6'1", 210-pound senior. He was honorable mention All-Big Sky in 2023. Had 74 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, a couple of sacks, 3 interceptions. He did it all. He blocked the kick. So he's a really good playmaker back there in the defensive secondary as well.
Well, for the Black Bears, anytime you play a tough opponent on the road, the formula is always the same. You talked about the ability to establish the run, stop the run, the usual things, avoid turnovers, don't make a whole lot of mistakes, and if you can, try to control field position. This might be the kind of game where some of those nice deep punts from Aiden Cadogan could set the Black Bears defense up in a good position. We saw that last week, which led to a key score in the game for Maine against Colgate.
Well, Aiden Cadogan did a great job in the last game, but also all year last year he did. He led the CAA in punting average. But what he did so well is flip the field. And he's able to do that because he kicks the ball very accurately. He keeps it in bounds when he can. And he started off his year averaging about 41 yards per punt, had a long of 50. 4 of his punts were fair caught, and 3 were inside the 20. And he's going to have to do a good job with flipping the field against Montana State. They've got a tremendous punter and a great kickoff specialist, Brendan Hall. You ready for this? You probably know because you've been doing your homework. 6'9", 235-pound punter and kickoff specialist. And he earned second-team All-America honors last year as a punter. He averaged 46.1 yards per punt, had 14 inside the 20, and 10 were fair caught. He's a transfer from SMU, and nobody has returned a kickoff or a punt from him this year.
That's not bad at all. All right, Robert, here's the big question, though, away from football. It's been 20 years since we've been out in Montana to do a game. Will you get a bison burger tonight?
You know, it's possible that I may go bison burger. I mean, I wouldn't normally do, but, you know, I kind of like to capture the ambiance. And in 2004, I don't think we've ever seen anything like that experience there. It was 20 years ago, Rich. There were 23,228 fans in the stadium in Missoula, Montana. And I still think that's the loudest stadium that we've ever been in. Even Nebraska couldn't compare to it.
No, I agree with you. It's going to be a wonderful experience. And tomorrow night, it is an 8 o'clock start Eastern time for Maine and number 3 in the country, Montana State, the Black Bears' first road game of the year. Partner, appreciate you breaking it down for us, and Well, I'll see you in minutes on the plane.
Sounds good, Rich. Looking forward to it.